USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump still calling mail-in voting as an option in the 2020 general election a catastrophe waiting to happen. In an Oval Office event yesterday with Arizona Governor Doug Ducey, the president said mail-in voting would be in many places a disaster.
Absentee voting, great. But this mail-in voting where they mail indiscriminately millions and millions of ballots to people, you're never going to know who won the election. You can't have that.
The nation's top expert on infectious disease and a member of the COVID-19 task force says he's had to hire security to protect his daughter because of death threats. Dr. Anthony Fauci saying that he never thought people would go that far as to object to public health principles about COVID-19. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
President Trump saying yesterday that he will likely be delivering his nomination speech to the Republican National Convention later this month from the White House. Some Democrats are pushing back, saying that that would make the White House a political backdrop, and they want him to do it somewhere else, but he says he will if he has to, but probably not at the convention itself in North Carolina. Meanwhile, the president's opponent, Democratic contender Joe Biden, says he won't be delivering his address from the Democratic convention in Milwaukee.
Joe Biden will not travel to Milwaukee for the Democratic National Convention this month to deliver his acceptance speech due to concerns about COVID-19. Biden and all the other scheduled speakers at the August 17th through 20th convention will make their remarks remotely.
USA Radio's Wendy King. President Trump scheduled to tour a Whirlpool appliance factory in Northwest Ohio today before he zips into Cleveland for a fundraiser this evening. USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
A legendary newspaper columnist and writer has passed away. With more, here's USA's Chris Barnes.
Pete Hamill worked for 3 New York City tabloids over the last 40 years, but he had a national reputation. He served as editor for the Daily News and the New York Post. He worked those New York City papers during the golden age of the city papers there, as that was the 70s and 80s, where everyone on the subway had one in their hands. Hamill told CBS News in an interview 2 years ago,
"You were trying to help the new arrivals to understand the city, and the older people to understand the new arrivals."
Pete Hamill was 84. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
State Department Inspector General Stephen Awkward is resigning after just 3 months on the job. The department's Inspector General's office said in an announcement that Awkward will be replaced on Friday on an interim basis by Deputy Diana Shaw. Awkward accepted the job in May when Steve Linick was abruptly fired by President Trump. Trump fired Linick in May on Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's advice. Linick at the time was leading two investigations into questions about Pompeo's conduct, including one that involved a controversial $8 billion weapons sale to Saudi Arabia. House Democrats heard testimony from multiple department officials about Linick's firing and the arms sales. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.